Today's daf is Erev in Daf Tesvav. We are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rechavan Gimel Tfachim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Avadya Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram Ben Yubadu L'chaim Toivim, Moshe Chaim. So on Daf Yud Dalet, the Gemara discussed the basic halachos, the kitzur shulchan aruch of a koirah and the kitzur shulchan aruch of a lechi. And one of the differences that we saw is that a koirah has a minimum shear. Hakoirah she'amru chachamim rechava kidei lekabel ariach. A koirah has to be at least wide enough to be able to hold a brick on top of it. The smallest brick is an ariach, which is half of a full-size brick, which is 1.5 tfachim by 3 tfachim, which means that if you would take the narrower side, the 1.5 tfachim, and put it on top of the koirah, you would need the koirah to be at least a tefach. The Gemara said, shouldn't the koirah have to be a tefach and a half? So the Gemara says, no, it can hang over a little bit on either side. Regardless, the koirah has to be at least a tefach. A lechi, however, the Mishnah said, has a minimum height. It has to be at least 10 tfachim tall. However, rachban v'ayvion kalshu, in terms of its width and its thickness, it could be even a kalshu. And the Gemara clarified, what does a kalshu mean? Afilu kichut hasarbal. It could be literally nothing. Rabbi Yossi, however, argued, Rabbi Yossi said, rachban gimel tfachim. No, that a lechi, like a koira, has a minimum width, just like the koira has to be at least one tefach, the lechi has to be three tefachim. So, the Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. In Allah, like Rav Yosef. That Allah is not like Rav Yosef. Loi behilmi, v'loi belachayayin. That Allah is not like Rav Yosef as it relates to the Allah of Hilmi, and that Allah is not like Rav Yosef as it relates to the Allah of Lichayayin. Hilmi is Allah that we learn together in Masechta Shabbos. One of the Lama Tes Melachis is Ma'abed. You're not allowed to tan hides. The Chachamim said that as a gzera that you shouldn't come to tan hides, you're not allowed to pickle food. Salting food is a little bit similar to salting hide. Not just that, the Chachamim said you're not even allowed to make certain pickling liquids. You're not even allowed to make salt water. There's a machloikis in the Gemara whether you're allowed to make hilmi. Rabbi Yosef is one of the shittas, and Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, said in the name of Shmuel, that ain't halacha Rabbi Yosef regarding that halacha of hilmi. Additionally, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosef as it relates to the lichayayin that Rabbi Yosef holds as a shear that a lechi has to be at least three fachim. We paskin like the chachamim, it could be even a kalshu. Amr le Rav Huna bar Chinuna behilmi amritlon, belichayayin lo amritlon. So Rabbi Yosef said this halacha, Rav Huna bar Chinuna told Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Yosef, when you told this to us initially, you told us that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yosef as it relates to Hilmi, but you never told us that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yosef as it relates to Lichayayin. In other words, Behilmi, yeah, but Lichayayin, no. Zok Gemara Maishna Behilmi to Polygraban Aleo. Why would it be assumed that the Halacha should be not like Rabbi Yosef by Hilmi? Because the Chachamim argue with them. Some of the Halacha is like the Chachamim. Lichayayin, nami Polygraban Aleo. By Lichayayin, the Rabbanon also argue. So why then would Rabbi Yosef have been Mechalik between Hilmi? No, is different because even though the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi held like Rabbi Yosef, and being that Rabbi held like Rabbi Yosef, it's mistaber that the halacha would be like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chumi masni hachi. Rabbi Chumi had a slightly different version of this exchange. Not Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, but rather Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bereder Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav. In halacha Rabbi Yosef, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosef, Lebi Hilmi, Lebi Lechayayin. Not regarding the halacha of Hilmi, what Lechayayin, Amalei. So they told Rab Rechumi, Amrit, did you really say this? Amalulai, I never said. Amar Rava, Rava said, Holy Kim Amra, I swear. He said, Alashan Shfu, that you said it. Figamir Lamine, and I heard it from you. My time at Kahadab. I said, why was he Chayzer? Meaning, if he said that Allah is not like Rabbi Yosef in these cases, so what's the big deal? Why would he suddenly be Chayzer? Mishum de Rabbi Yosef Nemuka Imai. Because Rabbi Yosef is Nemuka Imai. Rashi says that when Rabbi Yosef said a halacha, he didn't just say the halacha, but Tame Rayosav Meviloi Bechol Makoim. Rabbi Yosef used to support the Svaris that he said with rayos, and Rabbi Yosi Nemukayimoy is a sprach that you find throughout Shas as meaning that the halacha often follows Rabbi Yosi. I mean that the halacha often follows Rabbi Yosi. So it's for that reason this Amoyer was chayzer. After he said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi behilmi, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi belichayayin, he came around and he was chayzer. By the way, this idea of Rabbi Yosi Nemukayimoy is really the backdrop of the whole Gemara. We have a Gemara. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yosi loy behilmi v'loy belichayayin. How many Rabbi Yosis there are in Shas? Throughout Shas, you have Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi. So what's this zog? Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yosi in these these two places, and Yosef did say it, Rabbi Yosef didn't say it, Rabbi Ruchumi said in the name of Rabbi Yudah Breit Rav Shelas, he was Chayzer, Alash and Shfuah, all this drama, it's because Rabbi Yosef and Mukayimah, usually the halacha follows Rabbi Yosef. So if the halacha is in one specific halacha or in two specific halachas, Hilmi L'chayayin, not going to be like Rabbi Yosef, so it's certainly newsworthy. Either way, that's the Gemara. Amalei Rav Bar Rav Chana Labai. Rav Bar Chana asked Rabbi the same question. Hilchas Amai, what's the halacha? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yosef? Do we not paskin like Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef is Nimuka Imai. Then again, the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yosef. And then we have a whole discussion in the Amiram if the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef in this case, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosef in this case. So Rav Bar Rav Chana asked Rabbi a tachlis. What's the bottom line? Amaleisa, he told him, I'll tell you the truth. I have no raya as to what the right Messiah is in terms of the halacha, but I'll tell you how you can know what the halacha is. Puk chazi ma amudvar. Go take a look at what the Olam does. Minig Yisrael Torah. And sometimes, if the Yidden act and fear zech in a certain way, that's in and of itself an indication that that must be the halacha. Some had this exchange regarding a different halacha. If somebody's thirsty and he drinks water, so you have to make a bracha. Oimer, what bracha do you make? Shahakol niya bedvari. Everyone knows that. Reb Tarfon Oimer, Reb Tarfon is a different shita. He says, you know what bracha you make if you drink water when you're thirsty? Boirei nefasha is rabbis v'chasroinon al kol masha barasa. So what we make as a bracha achroina after we drink water, Reb Tarfon held you're supposed to make as a bracha rishoyna. Hashoy semayim litzimoy, you make a bar nefashas. Amalei Rav Chanan labayo. So in this version, Rav Chanan, not Rava by Rav Chanan, but Rav Chanan asked Abaye Hilchas semay, what's the halacha? Amalei, and Abaye told him, puk chazi ma'am advar, go take a look at what the Olam does, and whatever the minig is, that's what you can assume is the halacha. This idea of puk chazi ma'am advar, that you can base halacha based on minig, meaning if you didn't do a certain thing, so it's presumed that they probably saw it by their father, who saw it by his father, who saw it by his father, so it's an interesting topic in halacha, but that's for another day, because the primary topic of today's daf, in fact, Erevin daf tezvav is synonymous with one sugya. It's the sugya that we're about to learn. Zok de gemari itmar. Lechi ha'oy made me'elov. You have a mavi sasum, a mavi she'ena mafulish, a mavi that's surrounded with mechitzos on three sides. Midday rice, it has a din of Rishus HaYachid. But being that it opens up on the fourth side to a Rishus HaRabim, the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to be metaltal in this mavi unless you put a kaira or a lechi. Says the Gemara, what happens if there's a lechi at the entranceway of the mavoi? However, this lechi was not erected l'shem yichud with the intention of it being in the front of a mavoi, so that people will know that this is the mavoi and this is the Rishus HaRabim. But it's oimen me'elov. This is a pole that was always there. It's a tree that was always there. A telephone pole. So what's the halacha? Lechi oimen me'elov. Is it a lechi or is it not a lechi? Zok Gemara Abayi. Amar Abayi said havi lechi. A lechi oimen me'elov is a lechi. Rav Amar Rav said lo havi lechi. It's not a good lechi. Echad lo yisam chino lemi esmo. Zok Gemara. In the event that before Shabbos, the people that lived in the mavui were not relying on this lechi. So Rashi says, for example, let's say before Shabbos there was another lechi, meaning the people that are in charge of the Erev went and they built a proper Erev. There happened to have been a lechi o'im me'elov. And then on Shabbos, something happened to the Erev. So now you want to, the dieved, rely on the lechi o'im me'elov. So the Gemara says that being that there were lois samchina l'aleh me'asmo, being that in the beginning of Shabbos, nobody was relying on this lechi, kule amaloi pli le'havi lechi. Even Abaye holds it's not going to be okay. Ki pli, what's the machloikis? Hechad is samchina l'aleh me'asmo. In the event that before Shabbos, the bnei hamavui decided that they knew they needed a lechi, and they want to use this lechi, o'im me'elov. Is it okay or is it not okay? Abaye ama havi lechi. Abaye says a lechi, o'im me'elov is a lechi. Why does some chino lemeyesmo? So why can you rely on it? Rav Amarav says, lay havi lechi. Because given the mikar lavadaita the hachi avidi, being that this lechi wasn't erected initially with the intention of it being used as a lechi, loy havi lechi. It's not going to be considered a lechi. Zok de Gemara. Solka daitoch. The Gemara thinks, ki hechi de pligi belechi, pligi nabi bemechitza. It's fair to assume, says the Gemara, that this machloik is whether a lechi ha'oimei me'elov is a lechi or is not a lechi, probably would have applications in other areas in halacha as well. For example, a mechitza ha'oimid me'elov. Is it a mechitza or is it not a mechitza? Whether you're dealing with mechitza is le'inyin, reshuyois, or whether we're dealing with mechitza is le'inyin, sukkah, for example, as we're about to see. It's mistaber, says the Gemara, that if a lechi ha'oimid me'elov is a lechi, then a mechitza ha'oimid me'elov is a mechitza. And if a lechi that's oimid me'elov is not a lechi, then a mechitza that's oimid me'elov is not a mechitza. Zok the Gemara, if that's the case, Toshma, I think we can prove this machloik is a bai v'ravo. Isa sukkah se ben ilonois.
if somebody makes a sukkah between trees, vilon is the fanisla. So somebody made a sukkah and he used the tree as walls for his sukkah. The halach is ksheira, it's going to be kosher. Now, the assumption is that this tree that was used as the fanis for a sukkah wasn't planted with shame yichud to be used as a sukkah, but it's a tree. It just so happens that it's convenient to use it as the wall of a sukkah. And still it's a Mishnah. What do you see from there? That a mechitza ha'imed me'elav havi mechitza. Tainas the Gemara. So if mechitza ha'imed me'elav havi mechitza, and lechi and mechitza are one and the same. So it comes out then in Cheshbin that a lechi ha'imed me'elav should be a lechi as well. If that's the case, we have a rayat ha'baya, we have a kasha on rava. So the Gemara says, ha'chav ma'yaskinon shenaton mitchilo l'kach. No, it's not the case. The case is where somebody planted a tree with the intention of using this tree for the wall of a sukkah. Yochim Shita. So the Gemara says, that's the case. What's the chiddush in that Mishnah? Right, there must be some chiddush. So the assumption is, the chiddush is, you took a tree that you didn't put up the shame sukkah, and now you want to use it for a sukkah. But if you planted it, so what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, there's a grace of chiddush, because now the tema would have thought, ligzor duma asik l'shtamush v'ilon, you're not going to be mishtamish with a tree on Shabbos. We know that from Masech to Shabbos, and on Yontif either. And being that you sit in a sukkah on Yontif, so you would have thought that maybe you can't use a tree as a wall of a sukkah, as a gzeirah, you may come l'shtamish v'ilon. That's the chiddush, kamash malon. But you want to know, this tree, is it a mechitza ha'imen me'elav? It's not a mechitza mahoyim me'elav. This is a mechitza that was planted with the intention of using it as a sukkah. Zok the Gemara Toshma, another right. Hoyisham Ilon, if somebody had a tree, oy goder, or a fence, oy chitza sakonim, or he had a wall that was made up of reeds, nidoy mishum diyuman, he can use it for diyuman. So diyuman is, of course, the halacha of pase birois, which we've seen a little bit here and there. We're going to learn the sugyas of pase birois at the end of the week, but we know those are the four poles that the Chachamim said you're allowed to put around the well, a special kula for the oile regal. So the Mishnah says that you can use an ilan or a geder or a chitza sakonim for the four poles, in other words, for the four mechitzas of pasi birois. What's the kasha? The assumption is this ilan and this geder and even the chitza sakonim perhaps are mechitzas ha'imin me'elav. It doesn't sound like it was, the tree was planted for pasi birois. Probably not, until you see it works. So if a chitza ha'imin me'elav is a mechitza, then a lechi ha'imin me'elav should be a lechi as well. And the Gemara says, no, it's talking about where you actually built the fence and you planted the tree. Yachi, again, might come ash malon. So the Gemara says, you're right. The chiddush is one sif katan in that halacha. Kamash malon. Chitzas hakonim, kana, pachas mishloi shetvachim. The chiddush is that if you have a wall that's made up of reeds and the reeds are not attached to each other, there's a little bit of space in between them. As long as the space that's between the konim is less than three tvachim, the halach is you're allowed to use it as a chitzas hakonim for the pasi birois. And the Gemara says that's a chiddush. In fact, Abaye asked this kasha to Rabba, the kamon daf yutesam and beis. Again, we'll see this in a few days. The point is that's the chiddush, but it has nothing to do with mechitza ha'imin meil of tashma another ra'ilun. If you have a tree and the tree was bent over onto the ground and it created this huge area underneath the tree. So you have a big tree and the tree is mesach al ha'aretz, it's bent over. The question is, underneath that, is that area considered mukaf mechitzois or is it not considered mukaf mechitzois? So the Bryce says like this, im ein noifa gevaya min ha'aretz kimul tfachim, if the branch is not more than three tfachim off the ground, meaning it's within three tfachim from the ground, so then you say lavud, it's also not a makoim shahagadiyim baikim bay. So metalton tachtav, we look at the tree as being mechitzos, this area surrounded by walls, you're allowed to carry there. What's the kasha? The kasha is that this tree is mechitzos. You didn't plant the tree for the mechitzos. So it's mechitzos ha'oimim me'elav. If mechitzos ha'oimim me'elav is a mechitza, then a lechi ha'oimim me'elav should be a lechi as well. If that's the case, it should be a raya tabayo. It should be a kasha and rova. So the Gemara gives the same teretz. Hachanabi, b'maya skin, and shenatam et chilo l'kach. It's talking about where this tree was planted for mechitzos. Ihachi l'talta b'kulay. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, you should be able to carry throughout that area. Meaning, the entire area underneath the tree should be an area that you're allowed to carry. Who said not? That you're only allowed to carry up until a base sasayin. The halacha is that any area that's mukaf mechitzos, but the mechitzos are inferior mechitzos. So we're going to see this in the coming days. So for example, if you would have a mechitza that goes around a certain area, but it's only shesi, not erev, meaning you have horizontal boards that go around an area, but it's not horizontal and vertical. That be'enei chazal was viewed as an inferior mechitza. It's considered a mechitza. It creates an area that's inside of it to be a reshus hayachid, but at the same time,
being that it's not a good mechitza, it's a mechitza garua, it has certain limitations. Regardless, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that as it relates to the ilan that's mesach ala aretz, the halacha is, it's limited by all the halachas of mechitzas garuas. Ein metaltlum bay, ela besosayim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Bishloima, if this tree was not planted l'shem mechitzos, so it's a mechitza oimin me'elav. And granted, you see from here the mechitza oimin me'elav having mechitza, but at the very least, I hear maybe why it would be a mechitza garua. Even according to Abaya, maybe it would be a mechitza garua. That's why you're limited to be able to carry only to beis hasayim, because that's the halacha by all mechitzos garuas. But if you're going to tell me the tree was planted l'shem mechitza, so what's wrong with this mechitza? It's a perfect mechitza. So why should it be limited to beis hasayim? So the Gemara says, mishum da havi dirish atash mishla aver. The reason is because at the end of the day, who would sit in this area? Nobody lives there. People would be there if they had to work outside and they needed to get some shade, a little bit of shelter, so they would spend some time underneath that tree. But the point is, people that were underneath that tree were there not because they wanted to be there, but it was there to protect them from the area that's outside. It's like a malacha shein etzricha legufa type of svara, a very subtle svara. But regardless, being that people that are in those mechitzas are not because they want to be in those mechitzas as much as they need those mechitzas to protect them, that's the only reason you'd be underneath this tree. Nobody lives there, let's be honest. That's enough of a reason for this mechdira to now be somewhat inferior, and that's why the halacha is it can only carry up to beis hasayim. Zok di gemara tashma, another crack at it. Shavas betel. So the halacha over here is discussing not eruvei chatzeros, but rather eruvei techumen, which is going to be the topic of the daf for several weeks later in the mezachta. We know that on Shabbos, a person is not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos outside of the city, unless you make an Erev Techumen. What's an Erev Techumen? You decide that you're going to be koine shvisa, that your circle of influence is going to be in some other area. You bring a mazon shtei sudois, and that now becomes your new dalad amos. A shavas betel, if somebody decided to be koine shvisa on top of a pile, shugvaya, sorry, that's 10 fachim tall. Vume arba amos vad beis hasayim. If that area is anywhere between 4 amos and 2 and beis hasayim, or v'chem b'nekashu amakasaru, or if someone was in a crevice, like inside a rock, in a canyon, that's 10 fachim deep, and again, vume arba or if somebody took stalks and he surrounded an area, that area becomes his alpayimama, and that becomes his place that he's being kind of shvisa le'inyan tchumen. All we need now is not to appreciate the subtleties of tchumen, but just to appreciate that this area is an area that's mukaf mechitzos. As a result, it's an area that you can be kind of shvisa. Now, the Gemara's assumption is that this mound, this crevice, these kama and these shibaylas were not put there with the intention of them being the mechitza for the area that you want to be koina shvisa for eruvei techumen. And still you see it works as a mechitza. So you see a mechitza ha'imim me'elav ha'imim mechitza. So again, what's the kasha? If mechitza ha'imim me'elav ha'imim mechitza, then alechi ha'imim me'elav shahat bi'alechi. Here we have a machlekes of Ayiv Rava. Isn't this a mefurish a mishnah? Where's the mechitza? You're going to tell me, no, same teretz. We just gave this teretz 5 times. So why can't you say it again? Maybe it's talking about where all these things were made in the eruvei techumen, but the Gemara says here it doesn't work because bishlem mekama lachi bishlem the kama. Yeah, you could say the stalks were put there for eruvei techumen. Elatel, this huge mound, this mountain, vineka, the hole in the ground. What mayikalameimar? You going to tell me it was made l'shem mechitzas? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says this question is checkmate. So does this knock out Rav Ashita? So the Gemara says no. Rather, what we need to do is we need to tweak what our understanding was. Meaning, the Gemara assumed that if we have a machlekes abayi v'rova, whether lechi or imen me'el of havi lechi, or loy havi lechi, it makes sense that you'd have the same shaila regarding a mechitza imen me'elav. Havi mechitza, loy havi mechitza. But it was only a kasolka daitach, because here the Gemara is chayzer. Ela be mechitza is kuli yama loy pligid havi mechitza. You have to say, as it relates to mechitza imen me'elav, everybody holds it to mechitza. And we can go back now and answer all those questions, whether it's the tree that's being used as the wall of a sukkah, or the ilan and the geder that's being used for the pasibiros, or this tail and the neka that's going to be used for mechitzas ve'ruvet achumen. It's all mechitzas of me'elav, because mechitzas of me'elav,
everyone agrees, even Rava, that it's going to be a mechitza. Ki pligi, what's the machleikis? Belechi. The machleikis is regarding a lechi, yomi me'elov. What's the machleikis? Kishmak. Abaya letameh, abaya leshitasa, idam a lechi mishu mechitza. Abaya holds lechis mishu mechitza. Mechitza, hasui me'elah, havi mechitza. So a lechi, yomi me'elov, havi lechi as well. For Rava letameh, Rava's leshitasa, idam a lechi mishu hecker. That a lechi is not a mechitza, but rather it's a hecker. Me'elov, over here it's different than a mechitza. You want it to be a hecker? Yavida be a dime, have a hecker. If it was made for this intention, then it's going to be a hecker. The machlokes Abaye v'Rava is by lechi dafka, it's not by mechitza. Number one. Number two, we now have a hesber on what the machlokes is. Abaye holds lechi oimim me'elav havi lechi. This is Abaye l'tameh. Abaye holds lechi is mishum mechitza. And if mechitza oimim me'elav havi mechitza, lechi oimim me'elav is going to be a mechitza as well. Whereas Rava holds that lechi is mishum heker. Oh, it's mishum heker. Do a mechitza. Yeah, mechitza oimim me'elav havi mechitza. Regarding reshuyos, regarding tchumen, regarding sukkah, yeah. But as it relates to the halachis of lechi, it's mishum heker. Heker means you have to make a l'shem kach. If you don't make a l'shem kach, so there the halach is. So this shayla that we've seen a few times already in the Masechta, lechi mishum heker or lechi mishum mechitza, it's manifest in one of the most important sugyas in the beginning of Masechta Seiravin, and that is lechi oimim me'elav machlekes of Ayva Rava. What does it come down to? Is lechi mishum mechitza or is lechi mishum heker? Toshma. So again, we have machlekes of Ayva Rava regarding a lechi oimim me'elav, not mechitza oimim me'elav, but only a lechi me'elav. So Gemara says, let's be poached from a brice. Avni gedor yoytz min ageder.
If you had a gate that's at the front of a mavoi, and there were stones that were protruding from the gate. This is a Gemara where a picture helps. So the halacha is, if muvdalo zumizu pachis mishloisha, if the distance between those stones is less than three tefachim, ain't sarach lechi yachad, then you don't need a lechi. Because you can take the stones that are protruding in the middle of the wall, merge them together via lavud, and you have yourself a lechi. Shloish, if however there's three tefachim or more space in between the stones, sarach lechi yachad, then of course you would need another lechi. What's the kasha? The assumption is that these stones are just part of the wall. They weren't put there as a lechi, yet you're using it as a lechi. So here you have a raya, not that mechitza, hoy medes mele have a mechitza, but rather the lechi hoy mele have a mechitza. This is certainly a raya tabay, it's a kashan rova. Hachanami zokti gemara shabonim etchilo kach. It's talking about, no, when you built the wall like that, I hachib shaitas, and then what's the chiddish? It's still a chiddish because Rava holds lachis mishum heker. So Rava holds that there's still a chiddish. You would have thought that even though it was made l'shem kach, but it doesn't look like it. If you take a pole and you stick it into the ground at the entrance way of a mavli, like most of your pictures of a lechi, yeah, that looks like it's there for a reason. But over here, it looks like it's just part of the wall. It's part of the wall, so you don't necessarily have the heker. Kamashmalon, that's the chiddish. It could be used as a heker as long as there's less than three tefachim between stones. You could use it via love. Tashma, the tani Reb Chi is a kedush. See the echad kanas mechaveru. If you have a wall where the wall is not equally thick from beginning to end, but rather towards the entranceway of the mavi, one side is kanos mechaveru. One side is narrower than the other side. Bein shenir mi bachutz v'shavim mi bifnim. Whether the narrower part is noticeable from the outside. Or it's noticeable only from the inside. You can use it as a lechi. Gemara discusses at length early in the parak. So what's the kasha again? How are you using it as a lechi? It's part of the wall. Isn't the assumption that it wasn't built l'shem lechi? So it's a lechi. No, it's talking about when you made ihachi again. My kamash. That was a sugya earlier. No, it is a chiddush because you would have thought a lechi maybe has to be visible on both sides. If I can only see the lechi from outside, not from inside, maybe it's not okay. Kamash malon that it is okay. Tashma. One final raya. The Rav Havayasi Bahumavon. Rav was once sitting in a mavi. Again, an Erevin story. Havayasi Ravuna Kameh. And this is on Shabbos. And Ravuna came to him. Amale l'shamoy. So Rav told his gabbai, Zil Aisili Kuza de Maya. Go bring me a Kuza de Maya. Adasa. By the time he came with the Kuza de Maya, Nafa Lechi. The Lechi came. Achfi le biyade. So Rav motioned to him, don't stop. Don't go. Don't walk. Why? Because the lechi came down. Come aduchte. So he stopped. Amalei Rafuna. So Rafuna turned to Rav. And he said, Loi sovel omar lismay chadikla. Rav, Rebbe, there's a tree in the front of the mavoi. Who cares that the lechi came down? Why can't you be soimach on the tree? Omar. So Rav commented. He said, Domi haimi rabbanon. Kamandolei parshi in shishmaita. He told Rafuna, you sound like you never learned anything. Misam chinun oleh meyesmo. Did anyone rely on this yesterday? Nobody ever relied on this yesterday. So if no one relied on this yesterday, it's not going to be okay. Zokta gemara, taima doloi sam chinun. It sounds like the only reason you couldn't use the tree as a lechi is because nobody relied on it before Shabbos. Hasam Chinon had it been relied on before Shabbos, Havi Lechi, it would have been a Lechi. So this is a Toshma, a Raya to who? A Raya to Abaya, that holds Lechi Yoyim Me'elov Havi Lechi. Now it's interesting, usually when you have a Toshma, when there's a Machlokes Amiram, we start bringing Rayas. It's from a Mishnah, a Braisa, a Tesefta. Here we're bringing it from Rav. Rav wasn't a Tana, but he was the next best thing. He was as close as you can get to a Tana. Rav is Tana who upali. So from Rav and from Rabbi Yochanan and from Shmuel, sometimes the Gemara will do this. Give them the status of a Tana. But either way, so the Gemara, you have a Raya from this Maisa Shahoya, Kachoya with Rav. Because Rav said that the reason you can't use the tree as a Lechi is because we didn't rely on it before Shabbos. Tepik Le, it was a Lechi Oyme Me'elov. So you see, Lechi Oyme Me'elov, Havi Lechi. But the Gemara says, maybe there's no Raya. Meaning, we assumed, right in the beginning of the Gemara, literally right when the Gemara introduced the Machloikis Abaye V'Rava, that the Machloikis is only when it was Samchinon Aleh Me'asmo. But if it was Loi Samchinon Aleh Me'asmo, meaning if no one ever had a mind to use this Lechi, there was a proper Lechi that was put there, L'shem Erevin. And then it went down, so then everyone's going to agree it's not okay. So the Gemara says, maybe that's not true. Maybe that wasn't a good Hanocha. Lema Abaye V'Rava, but Loi Samchinon Aleh Pligi. Maybe Faker. Maybe the Machlekes Abaye V'Rava was Dafka when no one relied on it before Shabbos. Ha Samchinon Aleh, but if it was relied on before Shabbos, Havi Lechi, and if that's the case, Rav wasn't saying that the tree would have been okay had we relied on it because the halacha is like Abaye, but Faker. Because everybody agrees. The machlokes is Abaye v'Rav is Dafka when it wasn't relying. And if anything, Faker, you see from the story of Rav that the halacha is like Rav, but the Gemara says, Loi Sol Kedaitach, that can't be the case. Dahu Barka, because there was a porch. Dahave Be Barchavu, that was by the house of Barchavu. Dahave Pligi Ba Abaye v'Rav Kulishnayu. This machlokes is between Abaye v'Rav as it relates to Lechi Yoyim Me'elov. This actually played itself out with a real life story where there was a tree that supported a porch and it was in the front of a mavoi and it was a lechi oyme me'elov and there was a shaila if you could use it or you can use it, and Abaye v'Rava argued on it about this for a very long time. So what do you see from here? You see that a lechi oyme me'elov according to Rava that's not good is not good even if you had in mind to use it, because if when you have a mind to use it it's okay, why were they arguing for years? Just have a mind to use it. Elamai, you see, fakir the machlokes is dafka you did have a mind to use it. If you didn't have a mind to use it, everybody agrees it's not okay, which means that the raya from the story with Rav is not a raya to Shitas. It's not a raya to Shitas Rava, rather it's a raya to Shitas Abaye. Notice, the Gemara leaves this discussion of Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elov unresolved, stating that there's a lot to talk about as it relates to who we paskin like. Do we paskin like Abaya or do we paskin like Rava? We'll get back to that at the end of the daf. But for now, Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Bachol Oysen Lichayah, you're allowed to make a Lechi out of anything. You could even make it out of something that's alive. You could take an animal and use it as a lechi. An animal, something that's alive, can't be used as a lechi. Another halacha regarding a dovah sheyesh by ruach chayim, where you're using it unconventionally. You can, if somebody would use a bal chai to use as the cover of a coffin to bury somebody, the halacha is the bal chai would become tamei tumas goyel, which is a chiddush, because usually animals can't become tamei. One of the chumras of an adam over a behema is an adam is makabel tumah. A live behema is not makabel. A dead behema is an avela. He's a source of tumah. He's an avat tumah. But an animal can't be makabel tumah. But the Mishnah says a live animal could be metame tumas goyel. Ramei disagrees here again. You can write a get isha on an animal, give it to a woman and divorce her. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says it's not. Oh, okay. So Octagamar Tanya Ramei says called a sheish ruach chaim. Anything that has a ruach chaim, you can use it as a doifin for your sukkah. For loy lachi lamavi, like in our mishnah, loy pasin lebirois. You can't use it as one of the pasin for the pasin birois. For loy goyla lekever, you can't use it as a goyla for a mishum. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amru af ein koisvin olav gitay nosh. My time with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and this is where Mesachtes Gittin meets Mesachtes Erevin. So my time with the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Why does Rabbi Yosi Aglili hold that you're not allowed to write a get on an animal? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. It says in the Torah regarding a get, v'kosav lo sefer kirisos, v'nosam beyoda, v'shulcham yibesai. Those eight words is literally the backdrop of the entire Mesachtes Gittin. But the Torah says, v'kosav lo sefer kirisos, said Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And the word sefer sounds a little like a sefer Torah, sefer Tanakh, parchment. punishment, right? I would have thought Eliel is safer. I mean, now the rabbi's called up. How do you know you're allowed to write a ish on anything? Talmud loyim, but kasavla. Kasavla is a riboy. Mikom makim, you could write on and in came out Talmud loyim are safe. So why the Torah say safer? Loyim lechamas safer. Dov hashem beruachayim to teach me one halacha. A safer is not alive. It's not a living organism. The ein yoichel is also not food. I've called up hashem beruachayim ein yoichel. So too, you have to write a get on something that doesn't have a ruachayim. Additionally, it can't be oich rabbanon. Rabbanon agrit really said clearly. The rabbanon hold you could write a get on a dovasha yesh by ruachayim. Aye, doesn't it say safer? For rabbanon miksiv bisafer. Had it say bisafer, then I would say you're right. Bisafer is coming to tell me that it has to be similar to a parchment, something that you write a sefer Torah on. Sefer ksiv. All it means is lesfir is dvarim ba'al mohuda asa. It just means to say because of lesefer, you should write a, you should tell a narrative, you should tell a story. But we don't mean sefer as in sifrei Tanakh. Rabbanon have because of lemadarshim. What do Rabbanon use with the word v'kasav? Meaning Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who uses the word sefer to mean Miloshin Sefer Torah, Miloshin Klap, Miloshin Parchment, you need a Kasavla to be Marba, that it doesn't have to be a Sefer. But the Rabbanon hold Sefer means Sefer's Dvar Ma'alma, so what's the Kasavla coming to be Marba? That it has to be Dafka Biksiva, that's what the Kasavla was coming to teach me. But you can't divorce a woman with money. So, okay, why would you thought money is okay? Because I would have thought, oh, this could she see Lahavaya. We know that there's a Hekish that underpins Seder Noshim. That's Makish Kedushim to get in a Mahavaya Bekesev. Just like the Isha Niknes Bekesef, Afitzi Bekesef, I would have thought that Gerushin Bekesef as well. Come out, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Hai Svarbinol. Has Rabbi Yosef Aglili know that you can't be Megarish and Isha with Kesef or Kasavla? He needs that to be Marba. It doesn't have to be a Sefer. So how does he know that you don't make the Hekesh of Yitzir Lavaya? Nafkalei mi Sefer Krisos. From the Smichos between the word Sefer and the word Krisos. Sefer Karsa. The end of our achar course of rabbon and high sefer krisim in boyle the dover hakuris ben elabot. They use it to teach me something else. Another very important halacha v'sechtes gittin. Gittin 101, that when a man divorces his wife, it has to be a sefer krisos. The relationship has to be severed 100%. But if there's any strings attached, then that's a problem. Kidatanya, it's a brayser. Is it kidacham nashli tishdiyam? Somebody gives his wife a get and he gives it to her ala tanai. So you could do things ala tanai, but gerushin ala tanai could be a problem. So if the tanai was al menas shalot tishdiyam, I'm giving you a get, but you have to make sure you never drink wine. You drink wine, that knocks out the whole get. I'll give you a get, but you can't go back to your father's house. Ein zeh krisos. The halach is, it's not a good get. Why? Because after the get, she's still somewhat attached to him because she has all these stipulations. She's still being controlled by her husband. And that's a problem. That's not krisos. As a result, that can be a get. Stating that, the Mishnah says, kol shleishim yoyim. Let's say that tonight was stipulated for a certain amount of time, for example, 30 days, Hareza Krisos. The bottom line is, the Rabbanon used the smichos of Sefer Krisos, teach me of Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who used the smichos of Sefer Krisos to tell me that Isha is not miskareshes bekesev, so how does he know this halacha? Nafkele mikores Krisos. Could have said Sefer Kores. It said Krisos to teach me two halachas. V'Rabbanon, Kores Krisos lay darshin. The Rabbanon don't darshin, Kores Krisos. Exhale. So again, Erev and Daf Tezvav is synonymous with the machlokes Abaye v'Rava, which machlokes Lechi ha'oimed me'elav. You have a mavoi and a mefulish. It's surrounded on three sides by mechitzos. It opens up on the fourth side to a reshus haravim. In order to carry there, you would have to have either a lechi or a kaira. The question is, what if there just so happens to be a lechi? Can you use the lechi, or does the lechi have to be planted there? It literally has to be put there. L'shem Erevin. Abaya holds lechi o oimin me'elav havi lechi. Rava says that a lechi o oimin me'elav loy havi lechi. The Gemara said that what's the hezber of the machloikas between Abaya and Rava? Says the Gemara, Abaya holds lechi is mishum mechitza, and Rava holds lechi is mishum heker. The mechitza kuli amaloi pligi, that a mechitza that's oimin me'eleh have a mechitza. And that's why if somebody wants to use a tree as a wall for his sukkah, even if the tree wasn't planted l'shem sukkah, he can use it. If somebody wants to use a pole for pasei birois, you can use it. If somebody wants to use a crack in the ground for a place that he's going to be koinah shvisa v'eruv v'tachumim, you can use it. Because a mechitza
Ha'imid me'eleo, havi mechitza. The machlokes is lechi. Abaya holds lechis mishum mechitza. Of lechis mishum mechitza, and a mechitza that's oimid me'eleo, havi mechitza. So it makes sense then, a lechi that's oimid me'eleo should be a lechi as well. Whereas Rava that holds that lechi is not mishum mechitza, but rather Rava holds that lechi is mishum heker. Of lechi is mishum heker, so by a heker, that's different than a mechitza. Mechitza that's oimid me'eleo is going to be okay, but as it relates to a heker over there, it's not going to be okay. So who do we paskin like? The Gemara brought a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. The Gemara didn't mention anything as it relates to the psach halacha. So everybody knows that whenever there's a machlekes between Abaye v'Rava in Shas, the halacha is like Rava with six exceptions. The Gemara says, most notably in Perek Eilu Metzias, Bava Metzia Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, V'Hilchasa Kavase De Abaye B'Yael Kegan Yud Ayin Lamid Kuf Gimel Mem. Those are six times that we paskin like Abaye. Rashi says on that Gemara, Perek Eilu Metzias, what's the Yael Kegan? Simone Halachi Seim. All six of these letters are Rosh HaTevis. They stand for a sugi in Shas with a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. The Yud is Yishalei Midas. Yish le midas machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says lo yavi yish. Rava says havi yish. We paskin like Abaye in the sugya of yish shele midas. The ayin is eid zoyimim lemafreya hu nefsal. If somebody becomes an eid zoyimim, he's pasul le'edos. Is he pasul le'edos from the time that he said eidos, or is he pasul le'edos from the time that it was gepaskined in bezin that he has a din of an eid zoyimim? Again, it's machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Ayin is eid zoyimim lemafreya. We paskin like Abaye. Lamid so grashi lechi oimid me'elov. Erevin daf tesvav amaralov. It's machlekes Abaye v'Rava. We paskin like Abaye that alechi oimid me'elov havi lechi. Kuf, what does that stand for? Kedushin shaloi nimsru labiyah. That's a sugi masechtes kedushin daf nun alef daf nun beis. A big time machlokes Abaye v'Rava. There too, zok Rashi. That's the kuf of kegam. We paskin like Abaye. What's the gimel? Gilui daita begita. Gitin daf lamed alef amar alef. There too, we paskin like Abaye. And mum is a mumer oichal nevelus lahachas. That's pasul edus. We know a rasha is pasul edus, but it's machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Only a rasha de chamas, someone that's proven that he's willing to violate the law when it comes to money, when it comes to some incentive from a monetary standpoint. What if someone's an oichel nevelos, but he does a lahachis? It has nothing to do with money. So does he become pasul edus, or does he not become pasul edus? Rava says al toshes yodchim rasha liyes eit chamas, only a rasha the chamas. Abaye holds not that way, and that's the mem of kigam where we paskel like Abaye. Regardless, Rashi says yal kigam. What's the lamed? It's lechi oimim me'elov. In other words, we paskin like Abaye that lechi oimim me'elov havi lechi. And the truth is, we read a long dramatic Rashi in Bava Metzia. But Rashi says in Mefurish in our sugi as well. Rashi, right before the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom. The Hilchas Kabaya Baha, the Zuhi Achas Miyal Kagam Shalocha Kabaya. This is one of the cases where we paskin like Abaye. This is the lamid of the Yal Kagam. It's kedai just to mention one kasha, just to appreciate how the sugis are starting to come together a little bit. The first Rashi, Masech Bezerivin, is a very important Rashi. The very, very first Rashi. Rashi, it's a long Rashi, and he lays out the background. Rashi's Hakdama, Rashi's intro, so to speak, to Masechtas Erevin. And Rashi talks about what the purpose of a Kair is and what the purpose of a Lechi is. Rashi defines a Rishus Harabim. It's an important Rashi from that standpoint. It has to be Mefulish from both sides. It has to be 16 Amis wide. It has to be Eni Makura. Rashi doesn't mention anything about there having to be 600,000 people that live in the city or that walk through the streets, maybe even every day, even though Rashi says it in other places in Shas. But Rashi, right in the beginning, doesn't say it. And then at the very end of Rashi, says Rashi, V'kiva delav Rishos HaRabim, who, referring to a mavui that's surrounded on three sides, being that it's not a Rishos HaRabim, shori l'tiltu l'bei min ha-Torah. Midday Rai, so you're allowed to carry in that mavui, b'lish shum tikwa, without doing anything. For Rabbanu gozer aleh, however the Rabbanu were gozer, mishum da'asi lech because Rabbanu were concerned that you may come to confuse it with a Rosh Hashanah. But the Rabbanu said there is an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? The Lechi or Kairah? Put a Lechi or a Kairah. What's the Lechi or the Kairah going to do? The Lahavi Akairah. It's going to serve as a hacker. The Loy Lesi Lemishri Rosh Hashanah and Gemurah. It's like this, you're not going to come carry in a Rosh Hashanah. Frank Rebki Veig or in Gilian Ashas. When you read this Rashi and that Bezim and Al, the first Rashi in the Masechta, it sounds very Geshmak. And that's the way we presented it in our introduction to Masechta Zeirovin. Because at the end of the day, this is what Rashi says right in the beginning of the Masechta. That what does the Lechi do? What does the hacker do? It serves as a hacker. Kaira, the Lahavia Kaira, the Loy Lacy Lamishri Rishus Arabim, or the Frank Rabki Vegar, Oit Kosafti Litmaya, the Madakos of Rashi Bazahadibur, the Chain Harav Bartanuro, the Shayu, but that can't the Lechi Oit Kaira, the Lahavi Heker, Hokaimel on the Lechi Oim Mehel of Havi Lechi. We paskin that a Lechi Oim Mehel of is a Lechi. If that's the case, what does that mean? If we paskin Lechi Oim Mehel of Havi Lechi like Abaya, Is lechi a heker or is lechi a mechitza? If that's the case, Zok Rav Kiva Eger means kaimelon lechi mishum mechitza. Because the Gemara said, what's the hezber in the machloik is Abaye v'Rav? Rabbaya holds lechi mishum mechitza. And a mechitza me'elav, having mechitza, like all the rayas that the Gemara brought. Rabba holds lechi is mishum heker. And a heker, that can't be a me'elav. In order for it to be a heker, you have to do it, l'shem yichud, for this purpose. If we paskin like Abaye, Lamed Yal Kagam Lechi Oyim Me'elov. That means essentially we just paskin that a Lechi Oyim Me'elov Havi Lechi, which means we paskin Lechi Mishum Mechitza. If Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, Vaza Grashi Vishur Yu Betakanti the Lechi Oykoira the Lavi Akeira. Lechi is not Mishum Hacker. Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. As Leifrei Krab Kivayri and Gilian Ashas, right in the beginning of Masechtas Erevin, Rashi Blayb Sorachim. But one thing is clear: Lechi Oyim Me'elov Havi Lechi, why? Because Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. And a Mechitza that's Oymim Me'elev, Havi Mechitza. Truth is, the Rosh and the Rashba, the Rishonim speak out, what about a Koira that's Oymim Me'elev? What would be the halacha? You have a Koira that's Oymim Me'elev. So it's not the kuf of the Yal Kigam. There's no machloikis, a Baye V'Rava regarding Koira Oymim Me'elev. Lechi Oymim Me'elev, that's a machloikis. What about a Koira Oymim Me'elev? So the Rishonim speak out, it's Pasha that it's not going to be a Koira. Because everybody agrees Koira is Mishum Hekar. The Shail is Lechi. Lechi Mishum Hekar or Lechi Mishum Mechitza. A Baye holds this Mishum Mechitza and a Mechitza Oymim Me'elev, have a Mechitza. That's why a Lechi Oymim Me'elev, have a Mechitza, Lechi. But as relates to Koira, everybody holds it's not okay. What about a Tzuris HaPesach? What if you have a Tzuris HaPesach that's Oymin Me'elel? What's that lochah going to be? That's Pasha, it's going to be good. Because Tzuris HaPesach is Zikr HaMechitza. Or Tzuris HaPesach can create a real Mechitza. It has limitations, like in a Rishos HaRabim. But generally, a Tzuris HaPesach is considered a real Mechitza. And being that it's considered a real Mechitza, so it's Pasha that you can have a Mechitza, Oymin Me'elel, have a Mechitza. So as it relates to this Shiloh of Oymin Me'elel, Lechi Koira and Tzuris HaPesach, which are the three things that people commonly used at the front of their mavoi to be masaking the mavoi, as it relates to the halach, it's going to be different. A tzuris haPesach oymeleh, everyone agrees is going to be okay. A koira oymeleh, everyone agrees is not going to be okay. A lechi oymeleh, that's where it's going to be a machloikis between Abaye v'Rav. And who do we paskin like? Zok Rashi right here, Erevin Tezvav Amid Aleph, Rashi Bava Mitzia Daf Chav Beis on the days, we paskin like Abaye because it's the lamed of the Yal Kigam. Stating that, not everybody agrees with Rashi. And Rashi's primary Baal Plukta is Rashi's Einikol Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is mentioned in a few places in Shas, most notably in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Kedushin is discussing the kuf of Yal Kegam. Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labiyah. And the Gemara there too brings the klal, the Hilchas HaKavase Da'abaya B'Yal Kegam. And Tosfos over there says that what is the lamed of the Yal Kegam? So he quotes Rashi, that Rashi says the lamed of Yal Kegam is Lechi Ha'oymen Me'elov. However, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, that lamed has nothing to do with our sugya. It has nothing to do with Lechi Ha'oymen Me'elov. Rather, what is it? A very, very obscure sugya. It's referring to Yemei Leda, lamed is Leda, She'ena Roya Behem She'ena Noyel Sfira Zivasa. We're not going to go into this. We learned the sugya together, Masechtas Nida. But this is a very intense sugya. But it's a sugya Masechtas Nida. It actually has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Lechi Oymen Me'elev. So whether or not we pass like Abaye v'Rav, not everybody agrees we pass like Abaye. It's a machlekes. Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds it's the lamed of Yal Kegam. Lechi Oymen Me'elev. Tosfos says no. The lamed is Leida She'ena Roya Behem She'ena Oylo L'Sfira Zivasa. It's a completely different halacha. According to Tosfos, we actually pass them like Rav. One of the places Rabbeinu Tam says it is on Daf Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing the halacha of Lechi that's boilet. So one of the cases that we had in some of the hard gemaras in the beginning of the Masechta is where you have a mavoi and the front wall of the mavoi has a lechi, a natural lechi that's boilet. So the gemara says that if it's up to dalet amos, it can be treated like a lechi. Once it goes past dalet amos, then it's already the shear of a mavoi. If it has the shear of a mavoi, it can't be used as a lechi anymore. And Tois over there mutches, what happened to lechi oyum me'elov? He brings for Rabbeinu Tam a whole shtickle Torah to be miyash of lechi. What do you mean? What's the problem? We pass it like Abaye. Lechi oyum me'elov havi lechi. Oh, it's not true. It's Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasa. Because Rabbeinu Tam didn't hold like Abaye. Rabbeinu Tam held like Rava. He held that a lechi oyum me'elov havi lechi. And the truth is, the reason there's a machlekes Or better, the reason there could be a machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether we pass like Abaye Varov and Ar Sugya, and whether the Lamid of Yal Kagam is Lechi Od Me'elov, or Leida She'enu Royabem She'enu Oilu Lesfira Zivasa, is because the Gemara in Ar Sugya was never Machriya. The Gemara never paskin whether the halach is like Abaye, the halach is like Rava. The best the Gemara did was it was a Toshma with a Maisa Rav. A story that happened with the great Amora Rav, with Rafuna and his Gabbai, Agansa Mais. But that's all we had. The Gemara was never Machriya. The Gemara was never machriya. When you learn the sugi of Yir Shaloi Midas, Dav Chopez on Beis. So the Gemara says, "Vehilchas Akavase Da Abaye Biyal Kagan." When you learn the sugi of Eitzayim on Mafreya, the Gemara says, "Vehilchas Akavase Da Abaye Biyal Kagan." So before the Gemara, Kedushin, Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labiyah says the Gemara, "Tiufta the Rava, Tiufta Vehilchas Akavase Da Abaye Biyal Kagan." So there's no debate. There's no shaila. We know exactly what the letter correlates to. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says clearly the Yud is this, the Ayin is this, the Kuf is this. By the Lamed, there's no hachra. By the Lama, there's no Achra. Because there's no Achra, who said the halacha is like Abaye? Maybe it's like Rava. Oh, because there's a Lama? I have another machlek is Abaye and Rava where there's a Lama. And that's where you had all the geschmack and the pilpul between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Whether the Lama is referring to our sugya because of the maisa that the Gemara brought with Rav, Lechi Yod Me'el of Havi Lechi, or maybe it's referring to some sugya Mesechnit. The truth is, the Gemara brings the Akagam in three places. The Gemara brings the Yishlei Midas, Itzayim LaMafreya, and Kedushin Chayna Masur LaBiya. Regarding the other three, it doesn't bring. Now the truth is, when you learn the sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin of Mumur Oichel Neveilus Lahachis, which Rashi says is the mem of Yal Kagam, the Gemara over there says Tufte Derava Tufte, and the halacha is like a baya. As it relates to the halacha of Gilui Milsa with regards to get that sugya too, the Gemara says Vehilchasa Kenachmeini. And Rashi says, who was Nachmeni? It was Abaye. Abaye's name was Nachmeni. See, even though the Gemara doesn't bring Yal Kagam, but there the Gemara says mefurish that the halach is like Abaye. The one mystery is the Lamed. Because there's no sugya in Shas where there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava where the Gemara says the halach is like Abaye. And again, that's just appreciating a little bit better why there's a machlokes. Regarding Yishloi, Midas, Zem, Lefrey, Nisuk, Tushay, Masur, and Lepir, it's a mefurish Gemara, Yal Kagam. It's non-negotiable. The other two, the Gemara at least came out, Hilchas Agabas et Abaye. So it makes sense. Let's back in and let's assume that that must be the other Oisius as it relates to the Yal Kagam. Oh, but the Lamed, the elusive Lamed, that we don't know. There we have a sugya of Lechia and Mielov. We have another major sugya Masechtas Nida, and it was Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi held it was the sugya of Lechi Yom Me'elov, and Rabbeinu Tam held it, no, it was the sugya over there, Masechtas Nida. I think it's kedai to go back to a ara that we mentioned on Daf Gimel. We mentioned a very big chiddush from Shlomo Kluger that, you know, Baruch Hashem made a little bit of a buzz, but I think now, after this raid, we can appreciate it a little bit better. And that is the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Gimel Amid Beis brought a Machlokes between Abaye v'Rava. Not all Amos were created equally. An Amma is made up of 6 Tvachim. Abaye said, not necessarily. Sometimes it's made up of 5 Tvachim. There's the bigger Amma, the smaller Amma. There's an Amma that's made up of 6 Tvachim, and there's an Amma that's made up of 5 Tvachim. What does it depend on? You always go Lechumra. Even by the Rabbanans, you always go Lechumra. That's the halacha. Rava said, no, all Ammas are made up of 6 Tvachim. However, I agree, there's a big Amma, there's a small Amma. Because the Tvachim can be Soichakois, or the Tvachim can be Atzevas. So who do we paskin like? The Rosh in the beginning of Masechta Zeirvin says that regarding that Machloikis, we paskin like Rav. How do you know you pass him like Rav? All Amos are made up of 6 Tvachim. How do you know pass like Rav? I can't say Shlugel Torah. He said because the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph worked out much better if you pass him like Rav than if you pass him like Bai. And we mentioned that Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Chachma Shlomo, in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, the new Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Samach Gimel. So he asks, he says a Chvashteinish, he says the Rosh needed a Shlugel Torah to tell me that we paskin like Rava. We always paskin like Rava. Unless it's one of the Yal Kagams, we're always going to paskin like Rava. So said Rav Shlomo Kluger, a fascinating chiddush. He says, I think that you have to say the pshat is like this. Ulafia niyas daiti yeh Shlomo yoser nachoin. Dehine Rava omar halolu oitzavois. The letter ayin features very prominently in that sugya. Atzevois, oitzavois. Rashi pires, you know what oitzavois means? Mitzum tzamois. Amen. Ulafiza Yeshloimar, the Hach Simin the Yal Kagam, maybe the Rosh held that how do you know the ayin of Yal Kagam is not Mimiramiz al Oitzavois? Maybe the man of Kagam is not Mumur Echel Meis Lahachis, maybe it's Mitzum Tzomois. And we know Bezeh Halacha Kabaya. And it's for that reason the Rosh had a proof. He needed some objective source that we passing like Rov over there, and we don't passing like Bayit. Because without this objective source, you could have argued that maybe this is supposed to be part of the Yal Kagam. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, what do you mean? How could you tell me that the Ayin is Oitzavos? The ayin is eight zayim elam afreya. How could you tell me the mem is mitzuntzamos? The mem is mumar oichel neveilos lahachas. Umad the pasuk hashas beit zayim ubebava kama. Ube mumar oichel neveilos besanedrin kabaya. Here's the punchline. Yesh loymer. The hashas hoyem mekubel the halacha kabaya bealkagam. All the Amiram knew was is that the halacha is like a bai bealkagam. However, vayu baatzmai mesupik im ha'ayim miramis al oitzavos. Or maybe it's eight zayim. They didn't know. And it could be, listen to this, that the reason the Gemara paskin the Eitzayim of Mafreya, it was L'chumra. Because maybe the Ayin is Eitzayim of Mafreya. But maybe not. Maybe it's really Eitzavos. And if that's the case, maybe we always have to go L'chumra like Abaya here as well. And the man, yeah, the man is Mumur Eichon Neveos Lahachas, he's Pasol Eidus L'chumra like Abaya. But maybe it's also Mitzum Tzomais L'chumra. And maybe there's something called an Amr that's made up of five Tvachim. That's a very big Chiddush. Maybe you have to go L'chumra there as well. Kamash Malon, that no. We have a raya from the sugya says the Rosh that the loch is like Rav over here, that the loch is not going to be like Abai. But the bottom line is, Rav Shlomo Kluger said an unbelievable chiddush, that even though the Chachamim already attributed the Yalkagams, but maybe the Ayin for Eitzayim L'Mafrei was only Misafik. But maybe Misafik it also meant that same voice. It's true we paskin Tiyufta Dabai, Tiyufta regarding, but maybe the Mem doesn't mean Mumer, or maybe it means Mumer, but it also means Mitzum Tzomais. And that's why we needed to figure out what the halacha is over there. So after we mentioned this from Shlomo Kluger, so many people were Ma'orer, it's really a Mefurash HaTosfos. Meaning this idea that there's wiggle room and this flexibility in terms of attributing the oisius of Yalkagam. It's a mafurish atoisis and kedushin. Daflin beizam and aleph. You see, there's a machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What the lamed is for lechi oimim eilov. Is it referring to lechi or maybe it's referring to the sugi mesachtes nida? So what's the grace of chiddush from Shlomo Kluger? Isn't it a mafurish atoisis? But after learning the toisvus together now in the Rebbei, I think it's obvious. It's not a tzush though. Toisvus is poshit. Toisvus had a lamed in Yalkagam that was never accounted for. We accounted for the other five, the sugis and shas, where either Chazal clearly said Yalkagam, or at the very least, we passed him like Abaya. So over there, we know what the halach is. But the lamed, there's no sugi and shas, where there's a machlekes Abaya v'rova, where Chazal said the halach is like Abaya. So what do you do with the lamed? So you have a machlekes. Rashi says, Erev and Tesvav. Toisvus says it's referring to the sugya in the Sechtes Nida. Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying a much bigger chiddush. Rav Shlomo Kluger doesn't mean Tainim and bring Toisvus. Doesn't mean Taisvis. Taisvis Pashit. There's a Lamed. You have to do something with the Lamed. Vastutmim mit the Lamed. It has to mean something. So it's a machlekes. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. It's a very simple Taisvis. But Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying that even with Chazal used the Yalkagam, it could be they had a Messiah of Yalkagam and they backed into what to attribute it to. So they said, okay, it's Eibel Mafreya. The Gemara says, Tufta the Rava. Says, probably an Ayin. By Yishalay Midas, the Sugya sounds more like Abaya. That's probably the Yud. But then again, you never know. And because you never know, anytime there's a Sugya, Abaya, the Rava, that just jives very well with any of the oisius of Yalkagam, you need to objectively determine whether it sounds like the halach is like Abaya or the halach is like Rava, because even though there's a cloud, you're always passing like Rava, you never know. It could be this is one of the Yalkagams, and it could be this is one of the exceptions to the rule, one of the cases where we pass in like Abaya, exhale. That's the first aura. The second aura is absolutely fascinating, I think. And that is, I have a sefer, it's Drushes, from the Noida B'Yehuda. So the classic drasha sefer from the Noida B'Yehuda, which is also out of print, is the Dorish Litzion, the Havasion. These are the some of the famous drashas that the Noida B'Yehuda gave. But many years ago, one of the Einakloch of the Noida B'Yehuda printed some other drashas that people had written down, drashas that the Noida B'Yehuda gave. One of the drushes is a drusha that the Noida B'Yehuda gave on Shabbos Shuvah. And he was being mechazik to Olam. He was telling them that this is the Yemei HaRachamim, the Yemei HaDin, and we have to be mechazik. And he was talking to his balabatim in Prague, and he was giving them chizik, you have to do tshuva. So the Noida B'Yehuda told the Olam, he says, I thought about it. There's six reasons that people don't do tshuva. This is not going to take long. He said, there's six reasons that people don't do tshuva. He said, the first reason that people give up. They give up. He says, I already wasted so much of my life. How in the world can I possibly do tshuva? He said, the second reason people don't do tshuva is because of their chaverim, social pressures. There are people that are willing to make real changes in life. The problem is the part of a chevra. You're going to start making changes. People are going to think you're weird, you're strange. It's socially inappropriate. And because of social pressures, people tend to consciously and certainly subconsciously, said the Noida B'Yehuda, not do things that they know are 100% the right thing to do. He said the third reason that people don't do tshuva is they don't learn Torah. They don't learn Torah. And he said the truth is, even people that know you should learn, but a lot of people think, what's habich hashayches mitayra?
Taira, yeah, it's meant for people that when they were younger, they went to yeshiva, and they put in real time into learning, so they have a connection to Taira. But Taira is not for me, and when you don't learn, you end up not doing tshuva. He said another reason people don't do tshuva, they don't go to shul. They never hear a musa shmooze. If you don't hear a good shmooze, then how are you going to ever do a tshuva? He said another reason people don't do tshuva, they push it off. Yeah, shuv yemecha, kaida misascha, but yeah, you're young and you're not thinking in those terms. You're thinking positively. So people don't do tshuva. And he says, finally, the sixth reason people don't do tshuva is because people are not mechiach them. People don't give a musar. And if no one tells you to do tshuva, then it's going to be very hard to do tshuva. Either way, the Neiduda said to his kehila in Prague, he said, these are the six main reasons that people don't do tshuva. So he told the Olam, I want to expound a little bit on these six. And I'm going to tell it to you with a remez. Yal kegam. He said, these six reasons, they correspond to yal kegam. The first one's obvious. He said, what's the first reason people don't do tshuva? Because they give up hope. He says, oh, yish. And he said, this is yish shalai midas. Right, the Kotzker Rebbe said, why is yish koin? It's an oinish. But he said, yish. He said, this is yish. It's yish shalai midas. And he said, a whole pimple, he tied it into the machlik as Abaye and Rava, whether yish shalai midas, have yish, lay have yish. And we pasca like Abaye. And as a result, he knocks out this taina that you think you're not doing tshuva because you're older and you're giving up hope already. You can't give up hope. I'm skipping to the third one. Lamed. Lamed is lechia oimid me'elov. Says the Neid of Yehuda. He said, the third reason that people don't do tshuva is because they don't learn taira. He said, but everyone knows you have to learn. Of course, a yid has to learn Torah. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. He said, but you know what the problem is? He said, the problem is people get, they don't learn when they're younger. And then at some point they realize that I wasted all these years not learning Torah, so I should sit down now and I should take upon myself an achrayus of a seder of learning Torah. So he said, you know what the answer is? Lechi yo'im me'elav. So he said, what's the hezver? He said, when do you make a lechi? He says, you make a lechi when you have a mavoi that's surrounded on the chitzos on three sides. But on the fourth side, it opens up to a rishus harabim. So he says, al pi kabbalah, and really al derech hapshat as well. When you're in an area that's mukaf mechitzos, so you're in a safe place. You're in an area where, yeah, you're contained, you're protected from all the bad things that are going on in the gas. He said, but it doesn't matter who you are. You could be mukaf mechitzos. He said, but on one side, you're always going to be open to rishus harabim. Because the bottom line is, you're a stone's throw away from all the nisyonis and all the bad things. All the things that are going to take you away from the Eibah. So he says, what does a person have to do? If a yid wants to make it through Olam Hazeh, you want to make it through Olam Hazeh, and you want to protect yourself on the fourth side, that you don't fall. Right? He quotes the Gemara in Menachos, where the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh is doimet to a hay. That it's surrounded on three sides, but on the bottom, you can fall out. That's mamish the mavur she'ina mefulish. You're surrounded with mechitzas on three sides, but on one side, you can fall into shol tachtis. You're opened up to the Rishos HaRabim. So he says, you can do two things. You can put a kaira, or you could put a lechi. He said, what's a kaira? The Gemara says, kaira is mishum hekker. You know what kaira is? It's a hekker. It's a reminder. It's reminding the person that recognize what you're going to give up if you end up getting fachat and rishos harabim. He says, you wanna have your olam hazeh? Vilshaben an olam hazeh? You have olam hazeh, you can end up with one world. You can have a world, yeah, you'll be able to live. Smach bacher b'yaldu secha. He said, but you know what you're giving up? Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. Shayoy lomas. So you're giving up 310 for one. He says, merum is in the word kaira. This is from the Neid of Yehuda. The word kaira, he says, is bigamatria 311. Because there's 311 worlds. And what we explain to the person is, you want one? Or you want 310? You want Olam Hazeh? Can summon Olam Hazeh? Oh, but this is a hecker. You know what it's a hecker for? It's a hecker. Just remember that you're giving up on the 310 worlds. But he said, but that's fine. A hecker's great. A hecker's wonderful. That every time a person's about to fall, you're about to go into the Rishus HaRabim, you demand zich, heve mechashiv schar mitzvah genegad hefseid hefseid. That's great. A hecker's wonderful. A hecker's wonderful. But there's something that's even better. And you know what's better? A lechi. Lechi is a mechitza. It's not just a hecker that, oops, that's a reminder. No, it's a mechitza, creates a border. Said the Neid of Yehuda Tis Kehil in Prague. What's the gematria of lechi? He said the gematria of lechi is 48. It's a remez to the memches dvarim sha'atayra nichnas behem. It's a remez to Torah. See, he told the Balabatin that if you're going to learn Torah, if you're going to learn Torah, you're not just going to have a hecker. You're going to have a mechitza, mechitza shel barzel. That's going to protect you. You're going to have to fight to get through that mechitza. He said, kaira, to remember, yeah, I'm giving up this for that. That's wonderful. Kaira's begematria 311. I'm going to give up 310 worlds for the one world. That's kaira.
Torah mishum heker. But lechi, lechi is mishum mechitza. Lechi is memches. Memches dvarim shat Torah niknas behem. And if a person learns Torah, then he has a mechitza. That's a real mechitza. That's going to protect him from falling out into the Rishas Rabbim. He said, you know what the problem is? He said, I've spoken to the Balabatim. Because Mamash Noib Yudah talking to the Chevra. He was Mamash talking English. He said, I spoke to the Balabatim. He said, they told me, everyone has excuses. But Atzad HaShavah Shabam is, as the Olam told me, had I learned when I was younger, had my father sent me to a better yeshiva, had I had better chavruses, had it worked out for me a little bit better, I would be sitting and learning today. Meaning, you can't just have a sheiches to Torah. You have to be Atzuyah L'Shem Kach. You have to start off on the right. You have to be a fast track. You have to be a prodigy. You have to be literally from the younger years already destined to have a sheiches to Torah. But you're going to wake up one day and you're going to have a sheiches to Torah. If you weren't groomed for it, you know what the teretz is? We paskin like Abaya. A lechi, a oimin me'elav havi lechi. You don't have to be planted v'shem kach. He says every single person can take upon himself. He can decide that he wants to learn Torah. And as soon as he decides that he wants to learn Torah, everything is going to be okay. Said Noi de Yehuda. I'll read it to you. Ubeemes halacha kabaya. The lechi oimim me'elav havi lechi. Ubevade kol she Yosef yilmoi diatzliach. V'chaladam enoi elo kishiyurei lumei mashiyuchel. Every person can learn what he wants to learn. And this is what he says. He told the oilam. Vani orev bedavar. I'm willing to co-sign on the following deal. He told the Chevra, here's the deal. That everybody should try to find themselves a Chavrusa, someone that they're going to learn with. And b'shona achas, in 1 year, yeda lilmoid me'atzma. You're going to see, you're going to know how to learn yourself. Afilu gemara. You have to read the fine print. Rak yasmid shona lilmoid shalosh shoyz b'chol yoy b'yoy. He said, but you have to learn 3 hours a day. And if you're going to do that, ani orev bedavar, he told him. She b'shona achas yeda lilmoid me'atzma afilu gemara. Either way, this morning we mentioned a drasha from Rabbi Loza Fleckless that he gave on Hashanah Rabbah. This is a drasha from the Noid of Yehuda that he gave on Shabbos Shuva, where he tied in the Yalkagam for the 6 primary reasons he said that people don't do tshuva. What's Lamed? That's Lechi Oimen Me'elav. Lechi is Begematria Memches. It's the Memches Dvarim Shatayr Niknes Behem. When a person learns Torah, it doesn't just serve as a Kaira, 311, as a hecker, that's to remind you of what you're going to lose by going into the Rishas Rabbim. But it actually serves as a mechitz, it changes you. You become a different person. Barasi Eitz Zahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. He says, Mashcheu Lebeis Medrash, and Pagav Acham Anuvel Zeh. It literally serves as a mechitza. And a person has to remember that a lechi, or even me'elav havi lechi, that even if the lechi wasn't built, mamish l'shem kach, and the Torah wasn't necessarily absorbed into your guf and your neshama from a younger age, it doesn't matter. And you have the haftach of the night of Yehuda, and he said it to his chevra in Prague. Maybe he means us as well. Ani orev, he said, I'll co-sign the deal. Alai, on my cheshbon. He said, b'shana achas, you take it upon yourself to learn Gemara, you'll see, you'll have tremendous hatzlacha in your learning.